Welcome back to the Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the 54th Chicago International Television Festival hits town tomorrow. It runs through the 22nd. The festival celebrates outstanding television productions and commercials. It's the television wing of the famed Chicago International Film Festival, which happens in the fall. This year, the festival will be honoring six different television programs, web series, and commercials, and many of the main stars of these projects will be in town. And that includes the big premiere of the reboot of Roseanne, which is going to be tomorrow night at the AMC River East on Illinois, right here in Streeterville, right around the corner. On hand will be executive producer Bruce Helford, as well as my guest tonight, actress Lisey Goranson. Goranson played Becky on the show for the better part of the run, and she's returning in the same role for the new Roseanne, which is airing on ABC starting on March 27th. Lisey Goranson grew up in the Chicago area, got the part of Becky at a young age. Since that time, she's enjoyed a career in television and film, and she is back with most of the original cast and crew for the reboot, and she is in studio tonight. Lisey, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be home.
It is home. It is a home. How often do you get back to Chicago?
As much as humanly possible, but I'd say like every 2 to 3 months. Maybe it's a little more during baseball season.
You're a Cubs fan, of course.
Indeed.
Well, let's talk about that because, you know, obviously we'll get into the reboot of Roseanne. But for you, whenever I mention that Lisey Goranson is going to be on the show, somebody, I don't know whether it's social media, whether it's because I know Lisey, I know her family, Evanston, what have you. You have such deep roots here in Chicago and people remember that. How do you keep it with you? How do you keep the fact that you came up through Chicago, through Evanston as an actress with you when you have success in Hollywood?
Well, I just feel like I'm so lucky to have the upbringing that I have had. And my friends are friends from childhood still. My best friend who I saw last night, we met when we were 2 years old on the playground. And 20 years later, we're still friends. No, I'm older than that. But I don't know. There's just something about the people in Chicago that are so genuine. And I just feel like a sense of trust that I maybe don't have in other aspects of my life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just think that there's a sense of integrity with people here, and also just people don't really take themselves too seriously too. And I just love being here. I really do. You know, both my parents are Midwesterners. My mom grew up in Gary and my dad grew up in Moline, Illinois. You know, my grandmother waitressed at the Drake. And so it just, you know, you feel that history in your life, I think. And I feel it when I come back. I feel like it's part of my legacy.
The story that tells of you at a young age really getting Roseanne on second audition, third audition, and starting your career at such a young age acting in Chicago. What were you doing before the audition? How old were you?
I was 12.
Yeah, right. So what were you doing? Were you doing shows in Chicago? Were you starting a career in acting?
Well, I was in the school play at Haven. I was playing Baba Yaga, the witch. But I was studying at Piven Theater Workshop in Evanston, which was a couple blocks from my home. And I was a dancer. You know, there was this place in Evanston called Noyes Cultural Arts Center, mm-hmm. where they have dancing and they have art and et cetera. And I was dancing there. And Piven was right down the hallway. And so I just loved performing. And then when I started studying at Piven, I just completely lit up. I mean, I just felt totally aligned with what they do and their work. And I'm actually hosting their gala in May, so everyone go to that. I really, you know, my parents were working and we had no interest in me doing anything professionally. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really auditioning, but Piven was affiliated with an agency in Chicago. And they just said, why don't you go for an open call? And so Roseanne was my second open call.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And then so I was sitting in Evanston and we were eating Chinese food and I opened a fortune cookie and it said, you will be graced with the presence of stardom. And then the phone rang and they said, we want Lisey to come to LA for the final callback.
At 12 years old, take us back to that. I mean, because what was your thought? I mean, your life would change, obviously. Were you thinking at 12 years old about what was going to change? What was ahead of you?
Well, I thought there was no way I would ever get it. You know, it was just too much of a fluke. So I was more excited about just going to California and like having a free trip with my mom. And, you know, I think we went to the mall. I mean, it really didn't register until, you know, they said, Lisey, stay, and had the other girls leave. We were on this lot at Universal Studios, and And so I'm there, and then I auditioned with all the Darlenes and all the DJs, and then we all went to the network, and we auditioned for, you know, the head honchos. And then they came out, and they said, you got it. And I remember Sarah Gilbert jumping up and down and screaming and saying, oh my gosh, do you know what this means? And I just looked over at my mom, and we were both just completely frozen. Because to me, it was like I had this really great life here. And the fact that there was something that was going to interrupt that was very powerful for me. It wasn't just yippee-yay.
Yeah, right.
It was like I was in the play. I was on the soccer team. I had my buddies. I have my summer camp, Camp Echo, that I went to every summer, which I still did. But and my parents said, I don't think you should do this. I don't think this is a good idea. And I said, this is happening for a reason. It's just too much of a fluke. So what if we never know why this is happening? There must be some higher purpose. Yeah. And that's really kind of what happened. It's so unconventional now that as I get older and I see young actors and the way their parents push, and it kind of breaks my heart because I think that what they might not have is what I had, which is this depth of experience and friendship and community in Evanston and in Chicago.
Yeah. Lisa Goranson's my guest tonight. She plays Becky on the show Roseanne, which is back. It'll be starting March 27th, 7 o'clock Central. It is also going to be a sneak peek coming up here tomorrow as part of the 54th Chicago International Television Festival. The sneak peek, which Lisa will be at, is going to be at the AMC River East on Illinois. You can get tickets at the Film Festival website. Lisa Goranson in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio, Lisa Goranson, grew up in the Chicago area in Evanston, and she also, of course, played Becky on the hit show Roseanne, which is coming back to ABC starting on March 27th. Sneak peek as part of the 54th Chicago International Television Festival is tomorrow night at AMC River East on Illinois Street. Tickets still available. All right. It's amazing to hear you talk about memories and what you thought, and also the reflections of understanding what other childhood actors might have to go through. Let's skip to being right in the middle of it. This show proved itself not just to be a sitcom with a stand-up comedian, but one that was had cultural value in the way that it changed a lot of the way that we acted and who we were as a country. There's so much that went into the show Roseanne. When you're right in the middle of it, when you're season five, season six, do you recognize that? Do you recognize how much this show is successful and how it's pushing boundaries?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we had some pretty good buzz before we premiered initially. And when we did, it was just, you just felt like it was an overnight success. I mean, we had these great ratings and people just took to it. And, you know, that being said, we had a really high viewership, but it's also very complicated. You know, I think Roseanne herself is a very provocative person. She's a comic. And, you know, the fact that the show was so raw and it really depicted real people and mm-hmm. it depicted working class people, you know, I think for some people that was very challenging. I think also having a strong female protagonist who wasn't a glamour gal and who wasn't always sweet was threatening to people. And so it wasn't just great, you know, it also rubbed some people the wrong way. But I think that's part of its power, too. And it also, that's how people break ground is in that
yeah,
way.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just one thing that's really amazing is just to hear, and especially because of the revival, you know, I hear a lot of fans talking to me and saying just how the times when they were watching with their families and that it was just like a mirror and really helped them process things that were going on in their own family.
What I find interesting is that this was an adult show and you were a kid. You know, you had to grow up as a teenager on this program. And as much as it was family oriented and a working class family, there were adult themes and took on very sophisticated writing. And that's what made the show great. There's some people who might go into their first acting gig and they might get a Nickelodeon show. They might be something that's geared for 10-year-olds. This was not. Did you think that changed the way you saw the profession and saw acting, that you were surrounded by all these adult themes, even though you're working on a working class family show?
I don't know. I feel like I've always been kind of an old soul, and part of being a Midwesterner is having a work ethic. And so I feel like I really took my work very seriously even back then, but it's also a comedy. So the atmosphere was very festive and fun as well. But, you know, one thing about revisiting the show again is that I really have an appreciation for my former self, because it is such hard work. It really, really is a challenge. The script changes every single day. My theater brain is used to memorizing stuff over 3 weeks. And then this is, you memorize something and then it just slips through your fingers and it's a new, totally new script, totally new scene, totally new lines. And I just said, wow, I did this as a kid. I really appreciate that, you know. And another aspect too is that a lot of the crew came back from back when. And, you know, they kind of, I just felt their love again. I felt that the way that they nurtured me and that they appreciated me and they respected and loved me. And I felt that again. And I just felt, it reminded me, because it was also, you know, at times a very difficult atmosphere, because, you know, there was a lot of money in the show and it was high pressure. But I feel like I was surrounded by some really, really great people who nurtured things in me.
And
you know,
people don't recognize that part of it, of course, that, you know, with the atmosphere that the show does a great job of portraying, and the whimsical nature of the comics, especially Roseanne being at the front, that there was a lot of pressure around the show. And this was one of the big hits of the 80s and 90s in the way that everybody was banking on this show and the people that were on it. One of the instances, and everybody, you know, who watches the show knows about you wanting to go to college. As Lisa, you needed to go as a 17-year-old. You said, you know, at some point I need to go to college. And the script had to move around, and at one point you were replaced. Talk about that experience, having to play out in entertainment. So many high school kids get the opportunity to just go to college. And in your case, if you wanted to go to college, it was on the front page of Variety.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very unpopular decision. I mean, I think now people understand it, but then a lot of people thought I was crazy to pass up, you know, the money and the career stuff and whatever. And, you know, in a way, I had put a good 5 years of my life, of my childhood, into the show by then, by that point. And I felt like, you know, when I left Evanston, I never left Evanston, I always went back. But I felt like there was all these different aspects of myself that were put on hold, you know, academically. You know, part of me is athletic. I played rugby in college. I wanted to play. I was a dancer. All these things had to be put on hold because I had a full-time job in school.
Right.
And I just wanted to, I think for me, being an actor is also being a well-rounded person. Because if, you know, you play an academic, what do? If you play, you know, the more aspects of yourself that you nurture, the more roles that you can
play.
And
the more life experience you can play off of.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's really what I was missing and I was craving. And I, you know, my mom calls me a professional friend. I love my friends. And, you know, that's something that I'm proud of. But I really didn't have time. I mean, it really was hard for my friends, not just the fact that I was gone, but the fact that what fame did to my life, you know, what they saw, the fact that I didn't have privacy anymore. And it's a very different culture now with social media.
Right,
everything's
right.
So different than it was in the 90s. But, you know, when the paparazzi started coming around set, and when they started chasing me home, and, you know, that was just not really what I bargained for. It was really scary. You know, it felt like sometimes it felt really threatening. And I just didn't want to live that way. I mean, I still don't. But I kind of am awed by actors that really embrace celebrity in that way, because to me, it's really scary.
Yeah.
And there's no real good way to handle someone, a stranger that wants to monopolize your time. You want to be polite, but then sometimes you just want to be in your own world and not kind of be, I don't know, accosted
or just publicly shared in that way.
Shared, right, exactly.
You know, my last question for you, just as you get back on the set, and here comes Roseanne again in the second round. Here we go. March 27th is roaring up at the International Television Festival here. You're on the circuit. And when you look back and you look at your life, how did Roseanne change it? I don't mean the person, but the show. How did that experience make who Lisa is today?
It's funny. I've been thinking about that a lot. I mean, aside from just financially giving me a boost in life and also giving me opportunities as an actor, one thing that's really profound about it is I think that when I first got the show, you know, what was on television was so different from Roseanne. I actually had kind of a bias against, I think, being in a family of poor people who are working class or who are struggling financially. I felt like part of my ego was uncomfortable with that as a kid. I guess in my fantasy, I wanted to be like a wealthy princess or something like that, and not like a blue collar princess, which is what I was. But I feel like the way that it depicts the working class in America is something that is incredibly powerful, incredibly important. And I think, you know, what we saw, at least in the election, and what often happens in our country, is that that populace is overlooked. They don't have a voice. They don't have advocacy. And to me, that, you know, I could say that it was a lesson in myself, but it's also something that I'm very proud of about the show. And I'm, and in its return, it really, it's still very much about that. And yeah.
Lisa Goranson returns as Becky on the show Roseanne, which will be on ABC starting March 27th. She's going to be at the 54th Chicago International Television Festival, which starts tomorrow, runs through the 22nd. She will be there tomorrow for the sneak peek of Roseanne. She'll be there along with executive producer Bruce Helford. It's at the AMC River East right here in Streeterville. Lisa, pleasure to meet you, and thanks for sharing your story with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Go Cubs!